Well, Joe, looking ahead to tomorrow's Ulster final, and I'm sure excitement building, and I'm not sure if it's probably the biggest day in Fáthán Vale's history, but it's certainly one of them.
Yeah, it's definitely up there, if not the biggest, Tom. As you say, the build-up's been great. The community's been getting right behind us. The flags and that have went up around the place, so things have been going well, and as I said, it's created a buzz about the place again, and it's certainly the biggest game that I've been involved in, so we're looking forward to it now.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, probably this time last year, the club was at a low ebb because you had been relegated from intermediate to junior for the first time in over 40 years, so it's a great way to respond to all that.
Yeah, Tom, as I said, it was a major disappointment being relegated last year, but as the old saying goes, the league table doesn't lie, so at the end of the year, we deserve to be there. So it's something we looked at. We sat down as a group of lads at the start of January this year, and we put everything out on the table, and we discussed it, and we said, let's park that away now, and let's start being positive from here on in. And that's what the lads have done, and that's been an absolute credit to them. They've stuck to what we've planned to do. We've set goals for ourselves, and so far we've been meeting those goals, so it's been extremely pleasing, and it's a credit to the whole squad.
Yeah, because you've already won promotion back up to intermediate football again next year as well, haven't you?
That's right, Tom. That was our main aim this year, really. We wanted to get back to intermediate football. That was our number one goal. And we achieved that with a few games to spare, which was really, really pleasing. And that allowed us then to set a few more goals and start thinking about the championship run and that. So it was pleasing then to obviously get the win within our own county final. And now this Ulster campaign has been a real bonus.
Yeah. And of course, a player manager, first year in the job, rookie.
Yeah, rookie is right. So it's been a great year, been my first year in. So far, so good, really. But it really couldn't have been possible without bringing in a good management team behind me. And Donegal native and Shea Murn came in to help me out. And Michael McLaughlin from Derry, along with Ryan King, who's still playing. So that management team has been vital in not only my learning curve this year, but also given their experience to the players.
Yeah, obviously those three people you mentioned are very important on the line, because you have to concentrate on your own game when you're on the field and playing.
That's right. It's something I knew before I took the job, that I would have to get that team involved and people that I could trust to make decisions, because you know yourself, once you're out on the field, you have to really focus on your own game, and the game takes over at times, and you can't sit back with a cool head and make decisions when you're in the heat of battle. So having those boys that I can trust 100% on the sideline is massive for me. So once I step over the white line, I can concentrate and plan.
And how did you acquire Shea Murn?
Shea moved into the local area. So it was actually, he had moved up here and he made contact with the club just saying, look, he's obviously an experienced GAA man and he wanted to stay involved. And so with us being the local club, he just asked, would there be a role? So I met him, and once we got chatting and we realised the wealth of experience he had, it was a no-brainer asking him on board.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit about this team of yours.
Well, it's we have a young team. There was about 10, 11 players under 21 at the minute. And then we've got a few older heads like myself. So there's a great mix at the minute there. The young lads have been fantastic this year, Tom. They bring that exuberance and that playing without fear, which has been brilliant for the older lads too, to actually bounce off that and have that extra bit of competition involved. So we're a young, fit, and a very, very honest side who never give up, which is one of the best characteristics I can say about this this team. The chips have been down on a few occasions in a few games, but this side, they don't complain, they don't get at the referees, they just get the head down and keep working. And to be fair, they've been getting the results at the end of it, which is a credit to them.
Yeah. And tell me about the Derry Championship, your Derry campaign.
Yeah, well, we came through the Derry campaign. We played McGilligan in the first round. We had a good win there. And then we played Drum, who would have been our main challengers within the league. We managed to beat them in that first game. But then we met them again in the semi-final because of the backdoor system that's involved up here in Derry. So the game before that, we played Glack, we beat them, and then we met Drum again in the final. Sorry, it was actually in the final. The first one went to a draw, 7 points each, a really, really tight game. It could have went either way. We had some chances to go ahead ourselves, but if the truth been told, Drum had a couple of goal chances, and maybe if they had it took them, it could have been a whole different story this year. But we came to the replay. We started really, really well. In the first 10 minutes, we went on a 10-point lead, and that just really meant that we could control the game from there on in.
Yeah. And then in Ulster, you've really impressed, I suppose. Your opening day victory, I suppose, against Brackenfell's, obviously, naturally enough, it set you on the road. But obviously, Tyrone always produced good championship teams, let it be senior, intermediate or junior.
Yeah, as you said, once we got to Ulster, it was kind of unknown territory for ourselves, Tom. And to draw a Tyrone side, who are traditionally very, very strong at junior level, was a baptism of fire into this competition, and especially having to go in to their home pitch, so to speak. So to go there with this group of players, not having the experience really of Ulster campaigns before, and to come out with a 1-point lead was a massive confidence boost in terms of this team going forward. That then carried on to a much fancier Templeport side as well, a very, very good side. As you know yourselves, having played Niamh Elton down there and given them... up a good score against them. So we were under no illusions going into that game either of the quality of that side. So Templeport, again, that game was extremely pleasing. That we managed the game well in the periods that they had their dominance. And at the end, last 20 minutes, we managed to pull away.
Yeah. And, of course, Rockhorry, your opponent on Sunday. Do you know much of them?
Yeah, well, we've been doing a bit of homework, as you can expect, Tom. Again, Monaghan football is extremely strong at this level. They themselves were a senior club not that long ago, so they have a lot of experienced players in their team. They seem to be a big physical side as well, which is going to be a challenge for our boys, and around the breaking ball and winning ball and that. Seem to be a team that like to run it. So we've heard bits and pieces about them, and we've done a bit of homework on them, but at the end of the day, we need to focus very much on ourselves and what our strengths are going forward, and that's what we'll do going into the game.
Yeah, and in terms of squad and fitness at this time of the year, have you got everybody at this stage?
Yeah, more or less everybody fit. A couple of niggle injuries, as you would always expect at this time of year after a long season, but nothing major. So we're pleased with the way we've managed it this year. The training's been going well. The boys still seem very fresh, so we're very much looking forward to the game.
And preparations, how have they gone over the last couple of weeks? Because I know it gets more difficult probably when you come to this time of the year.
Well, it is, but we've tried to manage it. We've got some good facilities up here, and our own pitch holds the water and things very well. We had a new pitch just opened like about 6-7 years ago. So it is hard, but we've managed it as best we can. We have to also just manage recovery sessions really, really well at this time of the year, and try not to put too much stress in the legs, because I don't think we're going to get any fitter. So it's just a case of making sure we keep taking over, keep our heads right, mentally right, focus on a few tactical sessions, so we'll be ready 100% come Sunday.